Every person in this room, including myself, unless the Virgin Mary has joined us today, is born in original sin, born into a kind of blindness. Blindness because from birth we can't see God, at least not clearly. And the gift of baptism is what opens our eyes for the first time, and maybe more importantly, our souls and our hearts to the love of God. But we also make choices to be blind, don't we? When we participate in what St. Paul calls deeds of darkness, deeds that he says in today's second reading are even unmentionable. This is personal sin when we choose blindness and we choose the darkness over the light. And the sacrament of reconciliation allows us to see clearly again. Our encounter, even in that little wooden box, can be one with the Jesus who made saliva and put it on the eyes of the blind man. He wants to do that for you too. I'd like to share with you today a couple keys to this reconciliation, to this seeing again. Number one, we must recognize that reconciliation is not so much about a how as a who. So many of us come into confession and we're very concerned with how to do it. And in a way, that's very good in the sense that you want to do a good job for God, right? You want to do it right. But I know some people go so far as to say, well, Father, you know, what if I mess up? Well, guys, the only person who can mess up in confession is really me. Okay, you can't mess up. You come tell your sins. It's that easy. More importantly, reconciliation is an encounter with a person. And did you notice in the gospel today how the Pharisees, their first question, the first question out of their mouth when this guy comes to them is, how were your eyes open? They were more concerned with the how, the what, the procedure, than they were the who. And so the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see, and he said to them, he put clay on my eyes and I washed and now I can see. But the man who was born blind was more concerned with the who. Notice his encounter with Jesus at the end. Jesus said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And he answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" He didn't ask Jesus, "How did you do this to me? How did you heal my blindness?" He wanted to know who. Which is it that you want to know in your faith? Because as Catholics, we can often be tempted to get wrapped up in the how and the what. And there's some good reason for that. We have the most beautiful doctrine in the world. Why? Because it's the truth. But we also have to encounter a who. Our Savior, Jesus Christ. A second key to this reconciliation, this freedom from blindness, is understanding the nature of what the sacrament of reconciliation is really supposed to be. And that is a renewal of our baptism. You know, in the early church, they understood that baptism forgave sins, right? Jesus was baptized. John was out in the Jordan baptizing people for the remission of sins. But nowhere in do you have a first confession in the Bible, right? You have Jesus giving authority to the apostles to forgive sins, but you don't have Jesus like going to confession for the first time. He didn't need to. So where do we get this idea of confession to begin with? Well, many people in the early church knew that baptism forgave sins, so they would wait until the last possible moment in their life to be baptized because they wanted to go to heaven free from sin, right? And they knew people who had been baptized and then sin again. And they're like, well, I don't want to be that guy. Unfortunately, what happens when you wait for the last moment of your life to be baptized? Well, sometimes the priest doesn't get there in time, right? And so they began to understand and develop their doctrine of baptism in the early church. And they understood that baptism was tied to, highly tied to, the forgiveness of sins. It was the forgiveness of sins, but they also understood that forgiveness of sins occurred outside of baptism too. But they knew just as much as baptism is linked to the forgiveness of sins and reconciliation, reconciliation is linked to the forgiveness of sins and baptism. Brothers and sisters, every time you go in and out of that confessional and make a good confession, you are making new again your baptism. It is the equivalent, as close as we can get, to being baptized all over again. Or more accurately, making your baptism new again. How many of us go into confession with that attitude? The Lord, I want you to restore my baptism, to restore my baptismal graces. Do you remember, so many of you have probably seen a picture of yourself baptized or heard about it from your parents. Most of you were clothed in a beautiful white garment, a gown. Some of us poor boys were put in dresses. But they were beautiful. And that white garment isn't just because babies are cute. That white garment is a representation of your soul and alludes to the vision that John saw in the book of Revelation, where he saw a host more than he could count, a number of people up in heaven more than he could count, worshiping the Lamb of God, and they were all clothed in white garments, washed clean by the blood of the Lamb, Scripture says. That's you. And that white garment is your soul. And every time you go to reconciliation, you have a chance to clean that baptismal garment once again. Christians often talk about a conversion experience in their life. And I find that for many of us who are cradle Catholics, we maybe don't experience this like a lot of other people experience this. I know for many of our converts, you had a true conversion experience where you somehow woke up, as it were. You saw for the first time, like a blind person or somebody who couldn't see clearly, and then all of a sudden, aha. I was talking to a young man the other day from our parish who and his wife are both converts to the Catholic faith, and he now teaches theology. And he said, "Father, at first Catholicism seemed a little out there. But the more I understood, the more I understood that it was knit together like a web. And the more you understand one thing, the more it supports another." Doesn't that make sense when you're dealing with the truth revealed from God? And converts tend to have this kind of awakening. But many of us who are born into Catholicism, we don't really have that experience. Or maybe we have it in little steps along the way. Little conversions. But regardless of whether you've had a conversion experience, whether you've had little conversions along the way, whether you feel like you are yet to be converted, every single person in this room today is in need of conversion. You know, a lot of our Protestant brothers and sisters will talk about the need to be saved or the need to be born again, and both of those have truths to them, although spun a little bit different way. I would submit to you that we must be born again every day, that we must be saved every day, that we must be converted every day, that we must renew our baptisms every day. It can be a little bit painful seeing for the first time, and the darkness can even seem desirable. I remember when I was a kid, the most effective method my dad had for getting me out of bed in the morning was simply flipping on the lights. I loved it dark at night, put the shades down, pull the curtains. Dad would come in. He wouldn't come and shake my shoulder and say, "Get up, Matt." He would simply flip on the lights, say, "Get up, Matt." And do you remember the pain that you feel when your eyes first open? That's what confession can feel like sometimes, right? It can be painful, especially if it's been a while. What if you'd been sleeping for 10, 20 years? And your eyes hadn't seen light for that long? It can be painful. And sometimes we can even prefer to live in the darkness, because in the darkness I can tell myself, well, I can't see my sin and I can't see my wretchedness, so it must not be there. Sometimes it's easy to convince ourselves of that, isn't it? But it's still there. Jesus invites you today, especially in this fourth Sunday of Lent, to bring your whole person, no matter how long it's been, no matter how painful it is, but to bring your whole person into the light. I recently read a story of a man who saw for the first time after 20 years. In fact, I watched a video of when they were in the doctor's office taking off the patch on his eyes. And at first everything was shadowy. Can you imagine what it was like for that man born blind? He'd never seen anything before. And then he saw for the first time. Conversion, reconciliation, this rebirth can sometimes be like seeing for the first time. And I want to close by sharing with you the lyrics of a song by a Christian artist. Her name is Britt Nicole. I've posted this song and its lyrics on our website. And she talks about this experience of seeing for the first time. She puts it this way. "I lay here under the stars in awe of who you are. You've never been so real. I've never understood it fully. Lost here in your beauty. No words could say how I feel. It's like I'm seeing for the first time. Like you opened my eyes to show me everything I've missed before. And I want more. I used to think we were worlds apart, but look, here you are. Let's stay here for a while. When heaven touches earth, our hearts begin to turn. I've never felt so alive. It's like I'm seeing for the first time. Like you opened my eyes to show me everything I've missed before, and I want more." How many years did you plan this moment here to show me how you love me? How many years did you plan this moment here to show me how you love me? It's like I'm seeing for the first time, like you opened my eyes to show me everything I've missed before. It's like I'm seeing for the first time, like you opened my eyes to show me everything I've missed before, and I want more of you. Each time we go to confession, each time we renew our baptism, each time we reconvert, we see deeper and deeper, more and more, not only into what God is or how He is, but most importantly, who He is.